Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, May 29th, 2026 special meeting. Call to order time will be 4:10. Calling the roll, Trustee Wilkerson.
Present.
Trustee Reese, present. Trustee Dick.
Yep.
Okay, first item will be the resolutions. Oh, shoot. Resolution 26-05-052. A resolution appointing Arthur Franklin as Bethel Township Planning and Zoning Director. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
And a second?
I will second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Nope. Not from me.
None here.
Happy to have him. Congratulations. Welcome, Arthur. Drop in and say hi if you want to see him. Okay, calling the vote. Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese? Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Okay, resolution 26-05-053. I rewrote this one. So we're only going to do one more resolution. So this is a resolution to amend resolution 26-05-051, which was to initiate text amendment changes to the Bethel Township zoning resolution. Since the document was another attachment, mm-hmm. I figure we can just say, okay, instead, here's the whole thing. Since I didn't get a copy of you guys. Mm-hmm. So whereas on May 21st, I'll just summarize. Mm-hmm. We passed 2605-051 asking for text amendment changes. Whereas the Miami County Planning Commission, due to the quantity of proposed amendments, asked for a memo to summarize the proposals. And whereas we, the Board of Trustees, took this request under advisement and split the proposed amendments into two sets and has provided a staff report that should have a staff report summarizing the amendments and a cross-reference to summarize what is changing in each section. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Bethel Township, Miami County, that resolution number 26-05-051, adopted on May 21st, 2026, is hereby amended to request that the Planning and Zoning Department initiates the process of amending the Bethel Township Zoning Resolution to reflect the recommendations as outlined in Attachment A to Resolution 26-05-053, dated May 29th, 2026, and to provide corresponding staff report and cross-reference matrix as part of the package submitted. I should slow down. I can't read that fast, apparently. Okay, so we need a motion to adopt. And a second.
Okay, I'll second.
Okay, discussion. So I have some discussion. This wasn't what I was expecting. So it's still quite large. I'm okay with it, but there are some things that, and we don't have to change these now. I didn't have time to go through the whole thing, but so I provided, there's a copy here that I highlighted some stuff in yellow and I put some comments in purple. We can save this for the revisions, but one thing is it does not include most of the items that I had proposed. So I would like to see some of those in there. One is to add zoning certificates for home occupations and walls and hedges, fences, walls and hedges. And my proposal to add these for the submission, or re-add them back in, because they were in the first document, is that, as you guys have argued, we can change them or modify them. The Zoning Commission has a chance to change them or modify them. So if we don't like them after discussion, then they can go. But I think we should submit them as part of it, because, you know, home occupations, We're having some problems with that. So I think it would be good just to get it in. Even if it's only a month sooner, it could give us some teeth to have people start coming in and getting a certificate faster. And the fences, walls, and hedges, I think I told you guys, well, I know I told you guys this before, but my logic for that was people don't follow the rules because they don't know there's rules. Mm-hmm. So if there's a permit, maybe we have a better shot at conveying the rules to them and making sure the fences are in compliance. So just to get a certificate, you know, putting that on there as a requirement would force them to come in and talk to our new zoning administrator. One thing, though, I did want to tell you about is on the first page, under L, outstanding violations bar, it says the zoning administrator may decline to accept. And then in 2.15 conformance, it says they shall not accept. So I like the may. That gives the administrator the option. I also think that, I mean, like I said, some of these other things can wait. I didn't have a chance to go through the whole document, of course. One thing is, like, on the one property, we didn't know there were violations until they submitted another request. So I think we should say in here somewhere that those things discovered during the process of a conditional use or variance request that are violations would also postpone it or cancel it or delay it or whatever the zoning administrator decides. Mm-hmm. But I think that's kind of important. And then the other thing, so some of these can wait. So the definitions in the consistency or the way the definitions are done now is if it's a vehicle's a great example. It's vehicle, comma, whatever it is. So all the vehicles fall together. And then there'll be a reference to say, like, motor vehicle will say C vehicle. I mean, that's not a good example because that's not actually what's in there. But so it'll have a reference under the alphabetized listing of it. So let's just use this one as the example, heavy truck. Mm-hmm. Right? So, well, that's not a good example either. How about heavy truck parking? That's a good example. Mm-hmm. So that should probably go under parking so that everything parking would fall together. But then under heavy truck parking, you can have a reference to parking, comma, heavy truck. So if they did look it up alphabetically and how you would normally say it in English, it would direct them to the right spot. We don't have all of those references in the document, and I'm working on identifying those. But just so you know, they're kind of done backwards like that. And then junk motor vehicle, well, we can fix these things later. Sometimes it's referenced as junk motor vehicle, and then you have junk vehicle. So we could do the same thing there. We could put both in there and have like the motor one referenced the junk vehicle in case it doesn't have a motor. I didn't understand this paragraph, Josh, we don't have page numbers, about the backside of the third page. There's a replace existing subsection A for the front lot line, but it's in the definition section. So I'm not sure where that was intended to go. It doesn't seem like it would go in definitions. The other thing that got left was the new definitions for things that are kind of common now that weren't common before. Barn dominium, tiny homes, wind farm, solar farm, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So I added those back in here again under the same rules that I didn't propose to use them anywhere. Just want to get the definitions in here. And then two changes. One was to dwelling because it just has a, it says for one household, but we have dwelling single family, dwelling two family. So dwelling itself, which already says it's for residential purposes, I think that should just come out of there. And then the next one, we have a 900 square feet if it's a manufactured home, but our minimum residential is 1,500. So just to fix that so there's no conflict. And again, we can take these out if we don't like them later on or revise them to, you know, I just looked up definitions probably the same way you did, was to go to, you know, online. I'd get Miriam and what's the other one that comes up all the time? The Microsoft thing. Well, I don't know. Those always come up. And then I would like to add in, I did not put that in this document. I ran out of time. But in section one, as part of the theme of enforcement penalties and remedies, Before I had asked and we had put in there about having these paragraphs at the beginning of section 1.05. I have one, 1.05. Interpretations and conflict. And that was those four bullets to say principal permitted, accessory permitted, conditional permitted, lot development standards. So if it's, so for the uses, if it's not in here, you can't do it. Just to make it clear that, you know, if it's not there, doesn't mean you can do whatever you want.
Right.
And the lot development standards was the same thing. These are the minimum standards. And, you know, if they're in conflict, then the more restrictive shall govern, which is what is said elsewhere in our document. I have not put that in this one, but I would like to add that in as well as part of that first theme.
How are you going to add the stuff that before you ship it over?
Yes. And before we vote. I mean, I would like that included in the vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left some of them out that I had in the list that got included that aren't included this time. In there. The home occupations. The screening, I left that one out.
If you're going to amend this and send it over, then why don't you put it in?
Well, I think they can wait. You know, based on the, it's already, what was it, 47 pages? So it's been cut down significantly, but it's still quite large. So I'm okay with waiting until the second round for that. Accessory.
If we're going to change it, let's just change it because we're talking about it.
Well, it doesn't fit in with the themes as well either.
Oh.
So I don't mind waiting on that one. Accessory permitted uses, same thing. Retail business doesn't have the caveat that it's incidental to the permitted use in the I-2 and I-3, I-1. I-1 and I-2 articles.
Okay.
So people come in and say, oh, it says I can do a retail business. It's like, no, that's as related to permitted. And all the, there's like, I think there's four items in both of those lists, and three of them, no, I don't think the signs say it, but.
I didn't think we had an I-2, and we have any I-2 in our, and we have a zone, we have a classification of I-2, but we don't have anything that's listed as I-2.
So no, in the accessory use section of I-2 and I-3, I think there's four items in each, and they typically say incidental to permitted uses, but the retail business just says retail business. But that one can wait too.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't fit in with the themes. I think we can explain that, but that's what it means since the other ones all say that. The next one was one that was shared anyhow, so that's in there. The words and terms, I put in all of those. And that was it for me. So I left a couple of them out, but put in the ones that fit the theme. Like I said, I would like to put in the 1.05 to say if it's not in here, don't do it. And the other things that I have highlighted are just my comments that will come forth in the next, when these go forward. And, you know, I mean, you can see there, Josh, there are things like you put township fiscal officer, but that kind of narrows it to just letting her do it then when the ORC says any elected official. So it's just things like that 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 we can go and change later.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you, Josh. I know this was a tremendous amount of work. I looked through it last night. It was a tremendous amount of work to even first get it down to 70 pages and what the changes that we both set through at the zoning committee's meetings. Just to get it down to 70 pages was just monumental. And then to cut that down to 30 or 40 pages was even better. And then to come up with what the county asked you to provide, that was even more work. So I'm very appreciative of everything that you've done. And I know it's a lot.
I agree to that. It is a ton of work. I have my own spreadsheets and cross-reference things. And I know it's a lot of work, too. And I appreciate in this version that it does have the before and after, which is, I think, what people need for the context. And I think that also Miami County will appreciate it too, because they don't know our zoning code.
Right.
So, right. Yeah.
I mean, just taking what, for me, taking what I said, I think should be changed, and what Julie said should be changed, and just forcing that into your document that, you know what has to be changed because you sat through these meetings. It's just, it was just really a monumental task, and I'm really, really appreciative that you took it on.
So we would vote on this document then? With,
and then you would vote on it with you?
Not with my comments, just with the changes with the talked about, the additions, and putting in the 1.05, which is not here.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about this paragraph, Josh, the replace existing subsection A? Do you want that in there or out or moved?
Well, I think part of the issue is, I mean, I'm not disagreeing that there are going to be errors in here. Like, I mean, absolutely, there are going to be contradictions and errors and things, because we're trying to come up with something new, and I'm using things that I found and writing things in there. So, like, you highlighted the may decline to accept and the shall not. Like, obviously, those are conflicting, so something has to be done to make those two work with one another.
Mm-hmm.
The replace thing, I don't know where that's coming from. It may have been from a previous version that I pulled that from and left it the way it was.
Because it already existed. Yeah.
In a version that I created, and now I've pulled it out of something else.
Mm-hmm.
But it would not be part of the truck transfer terminal definition was my...
No, you're right.
I mean, it does... I don't know if it belongs in here or where it belongs, but I don't think it belongs right here is all I'm saying.
Well, we can move it because this is a working document, so you can move and change things around. So I just keep saying that it's a working document. It's subject to change and or be added to. So if we don't think it fits, we can pull it. And then if we find someplace down the road that we think it fits, we can add it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to taking it out. The only thing I can think is maybe it had some bearing on the truck parking, simply because if something's a corner lot, you need to know where the ingress and the egress is. But I don't know.
But front lot line, that's the right-of-way line, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Front lot line to me means the property lot line, not the right of way lot. Or
well, I think that's what this is. That's what this is. I don't know. There's no subsections in definitions, mm-hmm. So I know it's in the wrong place. I understand that there's going to be errors. That's why I said even the things I commented on, I'm not saying fix all those today. I only got a few pages in.
Well, but so. We have time to fix those things before we send it.
Well, we have to vote on it today, though.
Yeah, but you can vote with the removal of that. You can
That's what I'm asking. Can we just remove it?
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll remove that. And then it can figure out where it needs to go in the next
set of documents.
Rev. That they said they will look at it in July.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just so you know, when I talked to Jackson, he said we could put a standing request and they will look at some every month.
And I think that we should, because there's a lot of them, and that will force us to get them ready for their meeting.
But when I talked to him, I think they were overwhelmed with the document too, which would make sense because mm-hmm. they don't know the zoning. That they kind of preferred smaller
mm-hmm.
packets where they could.
But if it's standing on their agenda for the next 6 or 8 months, then we know we give them 5 or 6 changes or 10 changes, whatever it is. I mean, my goodness, there's a slew of them. We're sending over 10 minimum every month.
Right.
And that also kind of releases us from having to do monumental changes all at once.
Right.
We're just doing 10 or 12 or 5, whatever it is we decide on. But we need to be consistent about it.
I think after this one, too, it should get easier to understand, because mm-hmm. these what are the big heavy hitters.
Yeah.
So, okay, so The 1.05, I was intending to put under your enforcement penalties and remedies theme, which is the first part, right?
yeah, we can ask you a question real quick about the home occupations.
Sure.
Is that the only place that you have that mentioned? The only reason I'm asking is because what I took out of the other one had to do with like the snack shacks and home businesses and all the other stuff. And if this is the only thing that we're just saying they need to have a zoning certificate, that's fine. What I don't want to have happen is we say something about home occupation here that then contradicts something later, or then we have to change this again. That's the only reason.
This is the only thing for this round. Okay. I would like in a future round, again, because it's implied already, but where home occupation is listed in the district, that we put a thing next to it saying you have to follow section whatever that was. You know, it has a section with rules.
Mm-hmm.
Probably that's the one you updated.
Yeah.
So just put a reference in the districts to say, you know, just like we do for the other things. And I think we need to clean that other stuff up in the districts too, where there's an asterisk under the table to refer to Miami County, but then there's actual paragraphs to, looks like there's a bullet hole in that window. Next to the flag.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Sorry, that kind of caught my attention.
Yeah, somebody shot it.
Sorry, so I was saying that some of them seem to be up with the list, you know, in the table, but then we have signs down below and, what's the other ones? There's a couple of things at the bottom of each one. So it has the C-section 2.09, conformance with the sanitary engineering standards, which is an asterisk to something up here farther in the table, right, the on-site septic. But then down at the bottom we have off-street parking requirements, signage requirements, landscape and buffer requirements, accessory buildings. Those are in all of them. So I think we need to maybe clean up where these go, but rather than putting it as an asterisk, put it right next to the thing to say follow section or C-section, whatever, for enforcement. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I don't know why it's like this, divided here and here, but we can fix that so that it, you know, is more appropriate. Yeah. For the, but now I just wanted to get that in there that they come and get a permit.
Yeah.
Don't know if 5 years is appropriate.
Yeah, and I think that's a good idea. I don't have a problem with that.
I think they should have to have it yearly, and it should be a fee, because they change what they're doing, and they say, oh, no, I've had this for...
That's part of the... that was part of that, right? There was two things underneath it that said...
I read something in the original one about it, but I didn't...
Yeah, there's one that says the zoning administrator will confirm when you come in for renewal that you're still doing the same thing you said you were doing and are in compliance with the permit before renewing it. And I didn't repeat in there that the zoning fee schedule is set. Mm-hmm. So that paragraph is not the same as in the first one because we have that same kind of renewal thing under the telecommunications in Section 30. And so that resembles that paragraph just for consistency. And it was rewritten in the Section 30, but I didn't think it should be rewritten in this section. It should be in Section 30 if we're going to say who sets the zoning fees, like that one did.
Okay.
But it does say that. But that can be a future thing,
well,
too.
Well, I just asked.
So I was trying, Josh, to, you know, respect the fact that you're right, that you pull a thread and the whole thing comes unraveled. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to put in the things where it didn't affect a whole bunch of other stuff and could just be kind of self-contained.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea to have that. So this thing right here is going to have to come out. These are just notes above Section 30.27 that were left over from what I did before. But
where
you can
that?
See 30.27.
We're going to put page numbers on this. 30.27. They're in order, right? My definitions aren't in order, by the way, but I can fix that before. So I did some of these updates already, as you can see.
Yeah.
So maybe after the meeting, so we can, okay, so we're going to take out.
Those are just notes that talked about what was being changed in the original one.
So this whole thing?
Yeah, that whole thing.
Okay, so we'll get rid of this.
But you can see what I started talking about. Like, a lot of places call home occupation home business.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. That's just something that I had done.
Right.
Cottage food operation, roadside stands, hobby and hobby sales, yard sales, private vehicle and equipment sales. All of those things are things that other places talk about. So that's why, like, would we want to require some kind of permit for all of that stuff as well?
Yes.
You know,
well,
I mean?
Home business, that's a separate thing. That's like a retail business.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Where they're coming.
Occupation is defined as 200 feet in the domicile, in the dwelling,
inside,
where you live. Can't have anything in the barn, right? If you read the section 30 mm-hmm. on it, we can outline, maybe we add one for home business, mm-hmm. a definition for that. I don't think we have that.
Because the guy with the baseball stuff tried to say he had a home business mm-hmm. that was nonprofit.
Well, I mean, it's definitely different.
I hear what you're saying about the home occupation, and that makes sense too. But people definitely think they have home businesses as well.
Right.
And so I'm good with leaving this as is. I think that what may end up happening is once we get this portion in the zoning resolution itself, we are probably going to want to come back to this and expand the zoning certificate, not just for home occupation, but also additional things you do at home.
Yeah, I can see that.
Agreed. Well, there shouldn't be a business, right? That would fall under I-1 or B-2 or B-1.
It would have to be labeled or conditional use of some sort under business, if it's a business, and it's more than 200 square feet.
Right, and we get a lot of those requests, and that could be the future of saving this township.
Mm-hmm.
As I've kind of said before, like that girl who called me on 201 and said, I want to sell cars.
Mm-hmm.
She called it a home occupation because she's going to do it online.
Mm-hmm.
It's not online if you've got cars sitting out in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we don't allow. That becomes a business then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got one guy who was wanted to sell firearms online, and people would come to his house, so he needed the dealer license for that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember dealing with that one.
Right. Where does he keep the firearms? On the property?
On the property.
I'm assuming. He orders them online or mm-hmm. does something, and they come to his property, and then somebody picks them up from there.
Right. Or he ships them out from there. We had somebody doing that on Ross Road for years.
Well, we have a home occupation definition.
I don't know that that's an occupation. That's more than business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess there is kind of a fine line, because I think a home occupation, like taxes.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to bring me your stuff, and I'm going to sit in my house in this little room, and I'm going to do it. But when you start, I mean, that's still kind of selling stuff, so that's kind of a home business, too. So we have a pretty good definition for home occupation. It says, occupation or activity shall be incidental to and secondary to the residential occupancy, shall not change the residential or agricultural character of the property, shall not involve any alteration or construction not customarily accessory to the residential structure. That doesn't seem worded right. Shall not utilize an area in excess of 200 square feet, shall not create any objectionable external evidence of the operation of the home occupation except for one unanimated, non-illuminated nameplate having an area of not more than 1 square foot. And that starts with an accessory, customary, or incidental occupation or activity operated for gain in its entirety by the person or persons residing within a dwelling. And then when you go to section 30, it has more rules about what that can be. But, yeah, maybe we put that on our list to...
Because I took them out. That's what I had in some of the other stuff. I took all that out.
Okay, well, that can be the next round then. So this needs to be deleted, you're saying?
Yeah.
Those two paragraphs.
And there's other stuff that's going to have to be cleaned up in here, too. It's just formatting. It's not the actual thing. I can just see where there's other stuff that I need to fix.
So, how are we going to vote on it then?
Well, it's a working document.
I mean, it's like this, like, new fills numbering gap. This section is reserved for future use. Like, that doesn't need to be there. That can go away.
Well, does it hurt? Okay, where is that at?
It doesn't hurt anything. I'm just saying if you want the document as clean as possible, just some of this
below, stuff can be right there on the next page.
Yeah.
Okay, I can delete that out as part of our voting. Anything else you see that? So you have 30.27, you have cottage food operation with nothing that needs to go on. Okay. What a shame Arthur couldn't make it. Although there's nobody else here, so.
I don't know whether that's come through here, a white newer car.
I'm not even sure he gets off work in time. Plus, he's clear over and... Enon, so Enon. He'd have to drive.
And he's in the middle of all that traffic from there as well.
.05.09, those stall dimensions, it's not highlighted in red, but there was something I changed in there and I can't remember what. I have to go back and look at exactly what it is. It had to do with, it was impossible to do something based on the way that the numbers were. I would have to look that one up. I can't remember what it was. It was like one number that needed changed.
Okay.
It was like the width or the length of one of the parking spaces that when I did some research on it, that wasn't correct. It wasn't the correct. I'll have to find out. But it's not highlighted red. But it says revised above it, and I don't know. Again, sorry. I mean, this is a lot of...
No, nothing to be sorry for. It doesn't matter how many times we go through it. I mean, this is going to be the nature of this kind of text and this much. It's a lot. So, can I delete that first K on the first page, too? The one that you have the strike through? There's no section K in our zoning code. Well, let me make sure, because I looked at the online one.
What did you... Dad, Grandpa probably has it.
Well, it may have been.
Did you added it and then changed it.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. Because see, it ends at J.
So K was a stop order or use order.
Pull over, and then there's a knob to.
And the reason that I struck through that there is because that 2.6A6 or whatever we probably want. Had addressed it in the last revision, and since it wasn't part of the scope for this one, that's what it was. So I don't think there's a 20.6A6 either. I think it was going to be a new section, and instead of making it a new section because it would just grow the article even more, I added the text into what this is right here.
Oh, okay.
Stop work use. So it would be K, so JK, and then stop work use order. The zoning administrator may issue the stop work order halting construction or stop use.
Okay, so that first paragraph, though, we can delete out of this version.
You can delete all that, yes.
And my comment can go. I like the second paragraph better anyhow.
Yeah, because it was going to be a reference to that, and why reference it if we can just put it in?
Well, there's no A6.
That's what
either.
I meant. I was going to put an A6.
Oh, I gotcha.
But
okay.
In order to limit what we were going to actually put in the articles, I just wrote into the definition right there
okay. What
it would be.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, if the two is fractioned,
okay.
How is it fractioned?
She needs it, well.
I'll tell you what you do. You hang up with me.
Maybe on that conformance, 2.15 conformance.
Yeah, because you can only put it in for a little bit.
Maybe we, instead of put shall not, maybe we ought to put may or may not, or upon their. Because I'm just, if it goes up to the county and it's contradictory, then. Well, maybe not. I don't care.
I'm pretty angry.
I don't care either way, because we can always discuss whether to make it one way or the other. But right. Maybe when we send it up there, we ought to just put it one way now.
Right.
So that at least it's not contradictory up there.
Where was the other may at?
So,
yeah. Oh, I was going to say, I highlighted it in the same color. Oh, yeah. Well, I kind of like that the zoning administrator would have the authority. I don't mind giving them, you know, whoever that is, some authority. And so the other thing, I mean, we don't have to take this out now, but in the shall not, it said unresolved nonconformities.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that we can... We might have to add to that, because I was thinking every house in Brandt, they could never ask for a variance because everything is non-conforming. So then they'd have to ask for a variance for every conformity, which means now they're conforming, which means if it ever burned down, they could rebuild it exactly as it is, you know, 2 feet off the property or whatever. So I don't know. I was just thinking of that. That's just what came to mind.
Yeah.
I haven't thought of other cases yet, but... Maybe that might just require different wording.
Yeah.
But if we say may or may not. Can we say like shall have the authority?
Yeah. I think.
What do you want to say instead of shall?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe. So there were going to be some exceptions, right? And you even put a new one in. What, new owner exception? Is that what you put here?
I didn't put that in.
Why is it? Is this is highlighted?
Oh, I think that should go.
Oh, gives an owner a pass when. Okay.
Because you know what's going to happen is they're going to say, oh, even though I knew, it says if I didn't know, I might be able to get an exception.
Yeah. Well, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why that's highlighted.
Yeah.
Yeah, because ignorance is not.
Yeah, they should have to know.
Right.
And.
Yeah, I think what I was trying to do there was say they shall not accept anything unless it's the circumstances.
Right.
Which is the abatement one and then the new owner one. But if we want to just give them the authority to decide, which
well,
I'm
what,
not opposed to, it's just whatever way you want to view it. Do you want to say we're going to trust the zoning administrator to do this, or do we want to make it more difficult for him to kind of him or her in the future to do these things and give them the situations where they can.
Well, we could leave it as is and then at the end put a catch-all that gives the administrator some discretion.
Well,
you know, to say...
The only problem that you're going to have is what you're dealing with now with the previous administrator.
I know. Anytime you give them authority, that's going to happen. If we've got somebody that says, yeah, you can do whatever you want...
If it deviates from the existing policy that we have, it should come before the board. That's my opinion. The only reason I say that is because you don't want it to appear as though that you're creating a standard position of a backdoor deal. Oh, well, you know, I mean, we don't know that Arthur's going to be the forever person.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that 100%.
And the bigger issue is we're dealing with this a lot now with properties that are not compliant.
Right.
So we're asking for things.
So what about that paragraph? I don't know. I think we talked about this. It's a really odd place, and it says the zoning commission.
I think that's wrong.
I think it's wrong, too. Was that supposed to be administrator?
I think.
So, but... Okay, it's wrong, but mm-hmm. What if we did something like that where...
The only thing is, does the ORC give them the authority to do that?
So, this is my interpretation, so you can call Chris if you want. When I talked to Chris Englert about how do we... So I called him and asked him if we were overstepping when we put a moratorium on
Data centers
and solar farms. Thank you. And he said the only thing we can really, the trustees have authority to do is that which is granted us explicitly by the ORC. And he said, you know, this was an off-the-cuff discussion, right, that he couldn't remember anything that would give us the authority to do that. But he said if it's not in the zoning, so for instance, that paragraph that says if it's not permitted, you can't do it, that's a way to basically put a moratorium on it. So if we didn't want, so same thing, we create a definition. It's not in the permitted list. Now that paragraph says if it's not in there, you can't do it. That means it's basically got a moratorium.
The only thing that I have a question about, and I meant to ask this when I read through it, and I didn't send it over because I got sidetracked on something else. But do we need to put that in the very beginning of our zoning code? If it's not permitted and it's not specified in there,
I had that in the other one.
Or do we have to say that in every single category?
I had proposed, I mean, if you don't like it here, that's fine. I had proposed putting it in 1.05, which is right up front.
Right.
Under the section called Interpretations and Conflict.
Yes.
So that way it says,
if it doesn't say it's permitted, then it's not permitted.
I think that's where I had it last time.
Yeah, I think so too.
We can put it back in. I'm not opposed to putting it. It's just, I took out everything that I didn't think we were going to do this time, that's all. I'm not opposed to that, I just took it out.
But I think for the trucking end of it, it should be in there for that.
Oh, tied to that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't say it's permitted, then it's not permitted.
Well, we shouldn't have to repeat it all over.
But
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. But here's the thing, we're making these changes now, and we don't have that in the very beginning of our complex book now.
Right.
So if we don't add that to each section now.
Well, I mean, there's danger in repeating things too, because if you change it and you forget, another thing that's in this document is there's some things now that say it's not in here anymore.
Right.
And do that as a section. I don't think we should do that. Even in section or in Article 30, there's things that say this is only permitted in I-1. It's like, that should not be there. It should be in the I-1.
Right.
And make a reference there and say, you know, rather than saying this is only permitted I-1 or I-2. There was a couple of them in section 30. Because the danger becomes when you change it, then you start missing things because it's all over.
Right.
But I would not be opposed to putting something at the top of each article, the district articles, to say, see section 1.05 what was that called?
We don't have to repeat it. We just refer it back to
To that section. So whatever's in force at that time, just say see section 1.05 interpretations in conflict.
I like that.
And then it would be there, but not have to be fully repeated. So we'll put that on the list for next time.
Yeah.
Because then we don't have to go through and put it in every district, which is, I don't think
that's a definite.
What was that one going to be? Article 2, you said?
1.05. Interpretations. Here's the book if you want to just look.
I was trying to look at last
one.
Oh,
last one. I didn't bring that one with me.
Because you know you're going to get hit. Well, I don't see that it's there. Well, that doesn't mean you get to do it.
Well, we already do, like the Airbnb. That's one of the things that, you know, they're like, well, we can do this because it's not in there. And it's like, well, not exactly what this book says. You know?
Yeah,
so.
I agree.
Yeah, on that one... I think we had, because this was something you had submitted, Julie.
Yes.
And there were going to be four paragraphs.
Yes.
If the use is not listed as principal, you can't do it.
Yeah, and
accessory
then you
just
say,
uses,
same, yeah.
Conditional
ditto,
uses,
ditto.
And lot development standard table in each district.
Right. That was it. But it's not in.
No, it's not.
It's not in this one, you said. So I was just, that's what I was saying, if we can just add it to your theme one.
In this one?
Yes.
I don't care. I just, yeah.
Because it's part of the enforcement. And then we have to change the table of contents and your other two documents to match all these things. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can just vote on it with these amendments that we've discussed and then do the changes before we submit it to the county. Okay,
yeah.
We didn't decide on 2.15 conformance. Do we want to leave that as shall not and put a catch-all at the end or? With Cam, it's dangerous to.
I'd rather it be shall not and give the instances where they can.
Okay.
But that's just me. Because I think. Like, I guess my thinking on it is what are the follow on. What's the, if you allow them to issue them at their discretion, what are the consequences of that? And in this case, a consequence would be an application, which would then get in front of the BZA or the Zoning Commission.
Which we have no control over most times.
Over the BZA, and they would have to make a decision about something that is currently in a state of non-conformance,
right.
Which is, could be,
could be bad and it, or it could be good.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Well, state of violation, right, is
yeah.
The, I mean, I don't know, like I said, about the non-conformity.
I see. We could take that part out, or amend it whenever we get to that part,
yeah.
Obviously.
That's my only problem with it is that, you know, we don't know who's going to be here, and to give that much authority to that person, I just, the prime example is you go back to 2 years ago with who was in charge of zoning at that time. I'm looking at two different files over in Wiley's right now. There's no way that permits should have been issued for those.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, look at the lawn care guy who decided
yes.
for himself and told Cody it was an ag
exemption. It was good. So.
It fell under.
So yeah, so I just think that there has to be a checks and balances.
Okay, well then let's leave the list. I'm okay with that. It just seemed to be a little bit in conflict because on that previous page it says may decline.
Yeah, I would like
to
get as much of this stuff away from us so that we're just looking at reports being presented to us by the individuals who we were hiring in these positions. But some stuff you kind of gotta look at a little bit more carefully given what we've dealt with in the past and what we're now dealing with from the past.
Yeah, I think that historically the zoning resolution, I mean, we've talked about this, but what struck me in one of the interviews that we did was how few applications they have. And I think part of that has to do with they're probably very specific in what is and what is not allowed.
And they tell you straight out.
Yeah.
They tell you straight out
yeah.
that this is not an acceptable thing for you to do under this particular type of zoning that you have. And they don't deviate from that. They don't try to find a way for you to.
That's been our problem right
yes.
there. Is
yes.
that we have traditionally.
We're
going to
help you figure out.
At least
out
the last
way.
Few.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will help you figure
and
out.
And that's what I mean is I'm not opposed to gas stations, businesses, whatever. I'm not opposed to it. But they have to be in the right place and
right.
they have to fit the right standards.
Right.
Right, so we have the added bonus of having these spot zoned I-1s around the township that, I mean, I'm telling you, when I was looking at, when I first started looking at, you know, like putting the, I mean, I've been putting together a list of what I think the changes should be for a long time, but I start thinking maybe everything under I-1 should be conditional.
Yeah.
Because that way, no matter what,
yeah,
you know, you can decide. And
you want it or you don't.
And maybe...
Well, and I,
and that should be part of the consideration.
Yeah.
It's down in Wiley, but then this person's going to probably sue, you know,
yeah,
or something. But it's like, well, but part of
the
criteria is that does it fit in with the thing around them?
Yeah.
And no, it doesn't, because we're stuck with this.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
what
we're
relying
on rogue I-1s.
Yeah, and what we're relying on for those rogue I-1s that haven't been developed yet are people to interpret that this is going to be an impact to the residents, traffic, all the other stuff. It's very it's a very subjective thing where it's like, you know, well, it feels like this might be an issue. Whereas I think that if we had, I mean, maybe we make them conditional uses, or we say, like what we're trying to do with this heavy truck parking, if you want a gas station, it has to be this, it has to be this, 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 and this. Okay, there might only be one parcel in the entire township that that's actually applicable to.
Yeah.
Oh, well. That's where it has to go. And if you want to do that, you need to buy that piece of land. Instead of looking and going, there are 30 open I-1 parcels that have nothing on it, and I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
That's a good point. Good
I mean, that's what, and that was one of the things I said about that contractor storage yard, too. That's a very broad, I mean, like...
That's
even,
a catch-all.
It's a catch-all.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that that was going to be part of the porta-potty argument, is
yeah,
that... They're contracting, you know, I mean, it is a catch-all.
Right.
So it should be a conditional use.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's, we can probably do that in round two, is figure out, do we just want to move everything to a conditional use? And maybe it's temporary, you know, like a, like our moratorium thing is that, okay, until we get a handle on what's going on and, you know, get all the definitions and all the cross-references and everything aligned, then maybe we start moving back some stuff to be permitted. Based on the fact that we do have these spot zoned I-1s around the township, that, I mean, they could put a gas station on the corner of Studebaker and 202.
Yeah.
You know, where Pico is, that could be a gas station.
I just feel
it's
like
just so bizarre.
We should have, just like any other community, rules for where all this stuff goes. Very specific rules. And so, hey, you have a piece of property and you want to rezone I-1? Fine, rezone I-1, but you're not going to be able to do anything with it, because none of the stuff that you could do with an I-1 falls into any of these rules based on where that piece of land is. Then it prevents people from ever even asking for it, because what are they going to do with it?
I don't know. Does the ORC grant us that?
Well, I mean, we have zoning authority. We can say what we want and where we want it based on our zoning and land use plan, but...
But we can't. We can't spot zone.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not saying spot zone. I'm just saying I think it would prevent people from saying, I have 20 acres of agriculture land on the corner of so-and-so, and that would be a prime industrial spot. So now I want to rezone it and then sell it to make some money off of it. Meanwhile, there's houses across the street.
Right.
Yeah, I want to put a truck stop there.
Yeah.
Well, that could be part of the conditional use. Could, I mean, pare it down to what we want on them and then... make them conditional
right.
use, so at least there's another hurdle.
Yeah, because it's not that I'm against those industrial uses. What I'm
yeah.
against is you're impacting people who had already been there.
Yes.
And we should call out, you're not going to have a truck stop next to houses.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. Like what happened on 40 with 17 acres.
Did that sell? The sign's gone.
I don't think it's sold. I think what happened is...
Expired? Their contract expired?
Their contract may have expired, but I think the sign was put right in the area where ODOT is going to be tearing up that culvert there. They had to acquire a larger portion of that section on both sides of 40. And if you see the pink stakes are there, the pink stakes was pretty close to where the for sale sign was.
Maybe it was in the right-of-way then.
Yeah, it was. It was in the right-of-way, so...
I would have thought they would have just moved it back, though, if it was still...
But, I don't know. I would have thought it was in front of the house, but it was
never. That lot down by the Jehovah's Witness is for sale too, and we don't control that.
I know.
So they called and asked about putting truck parking there, and I'm like, we don't control it. Okay, so back to this. We're getting off.
Okay, so this front part, the zoning administrator may decline, will decline?
Shall.
Shall decline.
Yep. We have a definition, we have a note somewhere that says shall means.
You will.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
That might be in section one. It'd be nice if I had a better one.
Okay, yep, I agree with that one. As far as township fiscal officer, we can have anybody do it. And a lot of this.
Oh, where was that? Sorry.
That on the very first page where you said that limits who can do the.
Okay.
The office. Yeah, that's fine.
That was in 3.24.
Let's see. I just want to make sure I'm capturing everything. So.
What about the discovered during processing an application for the shell decline?
Yeah.
You want different wording there? I didn't really like the wording.
Oh, that's not okay.
I added that. Because
that's
the case, like over here, where you get on the property and you find out they're running three businesses and.
Yeah, so what you put in yellow is what you added, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. It just didn't.
Because I mean that makes
it
sense.
It didn't seem very legalese to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, some of it doesn't. You know, actually, I got online last night too and was looking at Miami County is redoing their zoning code.
Yep.
And they have a bunch of stuff in there about solar and data centers. As far as the size and everything
mm-hmm.
else.
Okay.
I saw that too.
So I was like, well, that's interesting. Cause
somebody posted it on one of the websites in Illinois as well. And they were leaning towards the data center.
Yeah, it's not.
But we don't use their zoning.
I know.
So we just have to put it in ours.
I know.
And that's why the first step is getting the definition in there. And
we
saying,
need to get it in ours before somebody gets approved and we don't have anything.
Well, if we say it's not in the permitted accessory conditional, if it's not in there, you can't do it, then in theory, that should be a moratorium.
I think that's a good first step.
It's a good first step.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay. So the next thing that's highlighted, the zoning administrator shall provide written notice of termination. I don't think we should do that. Oh, I did put a comment in there. It just puts a lot of burden, like, the administrator now is going to have to track every conditional use and go out periodically to see if they're still doing it. So legally, I believe the onus is on the owner as the burden of proof.
Mm-hmm.
I only say that because that lake on Agenbrod,
mm-hmm.
when Chris Durst bought that property, he had to prove they had opened that as a fishing lake during the time when it kept changing owners. And they had. So he had to prove it, though. Otherwise, they would have just said no. If you can't prove it, then.
But if we wanted to generate revenue on these conditional uses that we're going to be accepting in the future, we could do a biannual required permit. So every 2 years they have to come in.
But this is a conditional use.
I know. As a conditional use, as a part of the conditional use, if we had a biannual, or let's say every 2 year requirement, that they come in and they certify that they're still operating under the conditional use, and they pay for that certification we charge them $400 or $500. To do it, to continue to operate under the conditional use.
I don't know if we can require.
I think we can do that.
A permit for a conditional
permit.
Use? So we already have in our zoning code that when you have a change of use
mm-hmm.
of your property, you are supposed to come and tell us.
Yeah.
But we don't.
It never happens.
Nobody does it. And we don't notify them that they are required to do it either. And if we put in a requirement that they have to, it's just like the fire guys, you know. They're supposed to go out and do these inspections once a year. But how often do we do that? You know, there should be revenue behind that as well. So we don't generally, what I found out the first year was we hadn't gone out and inspected inspected until they needed the certification from the fire department for the inspection, okay? So it's kind of like if we did the same thing for the conditional uses, if we put that stipulation in the issuance of the conditional use, look, you're going to be required every 2 years to provide us with proof that you're still operating, and in addition to that, you're going to pay for that. And then if the code is that if they don't do business within 2 years, the same operating type of business, then they forfeit the conditional use.
Well, he has in there 6 months, which I like.
Either way, six months or a year, whatever. I'm looking at it from a revenue projection. If we did that, if we're going to issue these things, maybe there's a way for the township to make revenue off of them.
In order to recover our costs.
Yes.
Of doing all this.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Are we allowed to attach a permit to a conditional use?
Sure.
So I think it's a refiling fee or some kind of not necessarily a permit for the conditional use, but some kind of, because it's an administrative function.
Right.
And that's why I was saying, you know, the zoning administrator, I mean, I get what you're saying. It is a huge burden. I just don't know, like right now, do we have a comprehensive list of all conditional uses that have been granted?
No, we don't.
And we should. We should know where all the conditional uses have been granted, where they are, and who's using them for what.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in theory, that would be a great place for the zoning director, or whatever we're calling him, to go and do the, to start with, and be like, you have a conditional use for this, and that's not what you're using it for, or you've increased the scope of what you were given permission for. So, I know it's a big burden. But it's also
covering his costs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're going to pay a full-time person to do zoning on the slow months, fall and winter. Maybe that's something they do.
Well, I'm not opposed to it, fall and winter, of having a list or creating a list or a spreadsheet,
right,
or whatever. I'm just saying in this case, what would concern me here is, say we miss one and
right,
the zoning administrator doesn't provide this written notice, then the person comes in and says, well, you didn't tell me.
Well,
you know, it's gonna be an argument that they can use that I don't think should be part of the equation.
But if we're issuing a new conditional use, it's already in that. It's in the format. It's a part of the permit that's issued. So when he gets his documents from the zoning officer approving this, or the zoning people approve it, they know that he has to come back in every so often and submit his documents to prove that he's still operating under the terms he was granted. If he doesn't do that, then he forfeits the right to operate.
No, I understand what you're saying.
But you're saying he could come in and say, oh no, it's, you know, you didn't tell me that I have to do this. Well, if it's right there in the issuance, right when it's issued, then there's no question he was told, because it's in the issuance. So he doesn't have,
right,
he can't,
but I mean,
place.
We have a lot of things like that. Like,
yeah,
we just had a person come in and said their sign permit expired before they got the sign bill. First time I've ever had anybody come, I've ever heard of anybody coming and saying, oh, I didn't do this in time, do I have to refile?
Yeah.
Right? That's where that zoning commission thing came in, I think, was under the signs.
Yeah.
But people normally would just go ahead and do it, right? They wouldn't ask.
Yeah, but that's because we don't keep up on our stuff.
I agree. I'm just saying, I just...
But I'm just looking at it as in terms of a way to pay for the help that we're hiring.
I'm not opposed to any of that. I just don't like the statement that says our zoning administrator has to provide that written notice.
No, it's up to the property owner. They should know what is required of their property at any given time. It's not our responsibility to
Right,
tell
I
them.
Agree. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. I don't.
Yeah.
I just don't like that statement. The
yeah.
rest of it is very clear. It says it shall be deemed terminated if you haven't done it for 6 months.
Yeah,
and
I
that
agree.
Should, to me,
I agree.
But how is that person going to know that it's terminated unless we tell them?
They are supposed to come and tell us. If there's a change of use, right? And how would we know? Like, for instance, the church over here on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
When they came and said, oh, it's still got a church conditional use. They hadn't used that as a church in years. But the guy that bought it and then was reselling it said, oh, it's a church. But they stopped using it for a church because they moved that church to New Carlisle.
Yeah.
And then the guy started doing woodworking. After we turned him down, he did it anyhow. And then he was, I think they were selling using it as a halfway house. And, you know, but it was a long time ago in a church. But how do we know that unless you go to that church?
Well, I know. So I understand what you're saying about removing that. And I don't necessarily mind removing it from here. But what I'm trying to say is, administratively, we won't even know that they're not doing what they said they're doing unless we follow up with them.
That's right. Right.
And once we follow up with them and we realize they're not doing what they're doing, we should send them something saying, this lease has been terminated because you modified
right,
it, you have
file.
Done
it. Yes. Agree.
And so we're going to do this if we, this is going to be done either way.
But that
and
can be part of our process and not part of the code.
But it should also say, and now you have to reapply for the conditional use. Because if he hasn't been doing it for the, and he didn't notify us that he's still doing it, then there has to be some teeth, some bite to the teeth that we've got. You can't just say, oh, well, come in and get your permit. You have to say you haven't done it. You didn't supply us with proof that you were doing it. And so now you forfeit it.
Okay.
And you have to reapply.
So I'm good with removing this. We can make that an internal process.
Yes.
Portion. Instead of just putting it in there.
In the form letter.
Yeah.
Form
because
letter.
You're right. Then it does give somebody the ability to claim what you didn't notify.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that also means that
it
every
doesn't
time...
It right over the highlighted.
That.
That's why...
That also
scribble
means...
Scribble out and do the thing as a margin. Yeah.
That
Sorry.
Also means that we have to now track those conditional uses.
Yes.
Well, that's something we can put on Arthur's list, too. So I did a spreadsheet of all the ZC cases, which included text amendments, back through 2015, which is the online minutes, through the online minutes. And that didn't take, I mean, it took some time, but it wasn't a whole lot of time. But that was just because I was looking for that gas station to see when and Jason McCoy had asked for if there were any properties that were multi-zoned that got zoned into one. So that's what really started it. But it doesn't take that long to do a spreadsheet. And if we, Lorna's renaming all the files to follow that format. So, we have a naming standard. So it's going to say CU in it.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't know if the ones back when did.
Well, she can, as she's going through, add that, because she's going to be adding all of them in anyway.
At least they'll all be online.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
And that's, of course, only if we have it. But if we don't have it, again, the burden should be on them to say, okay, where is your conditional use? Just like those guys came up with that one for the truck transfer thing, that it was in the minutes. But it wasn't, we didn't have a CU for it in the file.
Well, and we, where's the Marion's going to be for the one that I'm going to do on Lisa Drive? That they put that building up. It doesn't meet the inside requirements. And there's no variance granted on it, but they put it 11 feet in.
Well,
so
tear it down.
That's what I'd like to say. Tear it down. Where's your paperwork? Because we don't have it. And the permit we have says you were going to follow the zoning guidelines.
Okay, so we want to remove the new owner exception. That seems to make sense.
Okay.
I mean, unless we word it in a way that says... can submit a variant or something to cure. I don't know.
I like the 90-day limit. That would... I mean... How are they going to find out that they have them, though, if they don't know before they bought it?
It should be disclosed.
What if we give them 30 days?
Okay.
Say, if you're not in here in 30 days... I mean, they should ask. I think they should ask before.
Okay.
And we get those kind of calls. We get real estate agents calling all the time saying, what's allowed on this property? Are there any violations? Outstanding taxes? I'm like, I don't know that one.
Okay, so these are just flip the word around to be vehicle and parking.
Yeah, so wait, 215, that conformance, are we going to take out the unresolved non-conformities?
Yes, I put this. Okay. This isn't good.
I don't mind having that in there. I just think it should be maybe worded.
Well, that's what I put.
More
language needs to be changed or something.
I'm not even sure how you do that. I have to think that one through to think of, see if I can think of more examples of that one. I was just thinking, I keep thinking of that property where we did those like 9 variances. So now everything on their property conforms, but do we want that? I think we'd almost be better off leaving those properties non-conforming.
Well, so something we had talked about in the Zoning Commission and BZA meetings was creating a new article, like Article 41, which would be a legacy zoning.
Yeah.
And have rules for legacy zoning other than just saying it's a non-conforming property. Like, what does that mean? What can you actually do?
We have that, and it's in 30.
It's, but it's not as strict as what I think they were talking about as well. Like, you know, if we had like the 9 properties, you know, like the legacy properties too, if we're going from a B1 or B2 type deal, and we need to convert that over to residential, you know, maybe we have something in there that says, yeah, we're willing to convert that over to residential, but we're not willing to go I-1, you know?
I mean, I know we have stuff in there about it. It's the same, like, we had stuff about drainage, but mm-hmm. it's such a big thing that we want to now create a new article about specifically drainage.
All right, let's use the ones that are open, though, if it fits, because
we're not gonna
when
do
you
that
do
now,
these books, let me tell you how much work these books were.
Yeah.
And I left out the blank ones just because then you got a bunch of blank tabs you have to buy and label for no reason.
Okay, so I'm just trying to work through this so that we can get this thing done.
Yeah, on these, I wouldn't be against saying heavy truck parking. But I think we need a heavy truck parking that says C parking, comma, heavy truck.
Yeah.
Right? And then the definition would go under parking, comma, heavy truck. And also, I think the only parking we have now is parking lot.
Yeah.
Which we need to probably, we probably should have put that in here. If you trace back through parking lot, it goes to, I might blow this order, but it says like motor vehicles. We got the book here. And then if you trace back vehicle, it's basically anything. So that needs to be...
So do you want to include those definitions this time?
Well, so parking lot, this is what it says. A permanently surfaced parcel of land devoted to unenclosed parking spaces. So then you go to parking space. A dedicated area for parking of a motor vehicle within a public or private parking lot. So then you go to motor vehicle, which is the other way. Motor vehicle, which is under vehicle, comma, motor. So you gotta go the other way. It says any vehicle, including mobile homes and recreational vehicles, that is propelled or drawn by power other than muscular power or power collected from overhead electric trolley wires. Okay, so that starts as any vehicle. So then you go read vehicle, and it says any device that is used in the public or private transportation of one or more persons is used in the transportation of goods over public or private property or roadways, or is used in a commercial or agricultural enterprise. A device that is designed to be pushed, pulled, or towed by any self-propelled vehicle shall be considered a vehicle for the purpose of this resolution. So you talk about a catch-all. That's semis, tractors, boats. I'm towing my jet ski behind me. That little trailer counts as a vehicle. So the problem. So now when you go back to parking lot, it basically says you can park anything under the sun.
Yeah,
there, right?
No. I think we need to change vehicles to C-specific. And then in there, truck, automobile, or whatever we're calling
out. Well, we need to use those terms in the, parking lot, maybe we need to have parking lot light duty, parking lot heavy duty. And then heavy duty would list.
I think that's what I added. I can't remember. Because there is a, that's, Okay, I get what you're saying.
It wasn't in this one.
I had in here, in the old one, there was one for impervious surface. We don't have a definition for that, but we talk about that all the time.
Correct.
And all this parking stuff is impervious surface.
But you put gravel in there. Yeah, so automobile, that's what I was saying. Yeah, if you trace back everything to where it starts, it includes everything. So impervious surface, so my question was, do we list water or... So,
well, so then
so I always heard about the truck parking on impervious surface, so when they're leaking oil,
yeah,
it doesn't go directly into the ground.
Right.
Or other, you know, the radiator fluid leaks out.
And 9 times out of 10, they're going to be working, if that's any kind of a construction yard, they're going to be working on those vehicles in that yard, so
right.
you definitely don't want that.
And then you have gravel parking surfaces in there, which I thought is absolutely not an impervious surface.
It's not.
I mean, these kind of, we can change these things as the talk goes on. I'm just saying, I started going through it like the first section I only got so far. Actually, that's probably about where I got to.
Okay.
But I don't think it should include gravel.
Yeah, I don't either. Right, I think this was something I remember them talking about a long time ago when it came to one of these zoning cases, was people were saying, well, there's some technology that can make the gravel more impervious if it's...
There is. There's
well, I think that compacted
yeah.
aggregate
compacted,
surfaces...
Yeah.
That's, well, and then you've got a whole definition about the filtration rate, right?
Yep.
So that should cover all of that.
Yeah.
But if you say gravel, they're going to be, oh, I can have truck parking everywhere.
Well, so maybe, yeah.
Maybe we take the gravel out.
Maybe we take out the substrate and just say it's got to be this infiltration rate,
mm-hmm.
and make it a requirement that they submit some kind of engineering thing saying that the substrate they're going to use is going to have an infiltration rate of XYZ, and that meets our, I don't know. I mean, we can talk about that later, I guess.
Yeah.
But
so I think it should say more than water, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oil.
Well, I was, you know, like the synonyms are like fluids, liquids,
mm-hmm.
like some term like that.
Okay.
Or
okay.
comma. You know.
Above that, this whole thing up here, we're taking this out.
The replace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you know that that's.
Yeah,
okay.
I got that X out. So gravel parking surfaces will leave, water will leave, right? But I'll just leave my
okay.
comment.
I got your note there. Okay, that's good.
The one we submit is not going to have my notes.
Yeah,
those
I know.
Are just
yeah, yeah.
personal.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, it'll help me. So what I'll do is, if you're okay with it, I'll take what we're writing up now. I'll make a first pass at it, send it to you.
Well, I have this version.
Okay.
If you want to do the updates,
okay.
I'd be fine with that. We can go back over and do them now if you want to. Or I can just send you this version.
That you're taking notes on? Or what
you...
I mean,
the electronic
yeah,
version of
yeah.
this, which already... I mean, I already added in all this... Like, you don't want to have to retype all this crap, right?
No. So, yeah, if you send me the electronic version, let me make some edits that I'm taking notes on, then you compare it and make sure I captured everything. I think the best thing to do is not just rely on either me or you to make all the edits, because we're both taking notes and everything else. I don't want to miss anything that you got or, you know... You get what I'm saying.
So we're going to, when we vote, though, we're going to say that we're voting on the...
Edited version.
Yeah, yeah.
The amended version as we, per our discussion today.
Right.
Yes.
And then everything else will just change later on.
Yeah.
If we need to.
That's
and
fine.
There's other things back here you said to take out, too, right? You marked all
yeah.
those.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Put some page numbers on it, too, while you're
okay.
there.
All right.
And by the way, the front, I changed the resolution number. Because we're not going to have 54. And I put a date in because that's what I referred to in the resolution. But it'll come in this version.
Okay. Yes. All right. So those have been changed.
And then you have to put 01. Don't forget to add Article 01. And are you going to do the other ones too, or you want me to take on part of it?
What other parts?
Your two other documents
yeah.
that...
Yeah, let me update all those together. And I'll send it all back to you, and you verify everything is the way that you had... thought it was supposed to be.
Okay.
And if you want to change it, you can change it, or if you want me to.
I don't want, we're not going to change anything we don't discuss here, right? That's.
Oh,
that's,
I just meant if I missed something that
okay.
we discussed.
Okay.
You fix it and tell me, or tell
I'll
me
let
to
you
fix
know.
It.
I'll let you know. I don't want to just be changing it again. So is that everything we have? And then, yeah, take out anything that says, anything in purple.
That's what I was saying, notes and all the other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to make sure.
Yeah, take all those out. Those are just my, what about liquids?
Yeah,
we can say
like
that.
Like this cottage food thing needs to come out. That was a leftover part. These notes up here about, I mean, because you don't think we need to describe the article for the submission. You just think it should be the current text with the red line. None of this, like, description about
the
article. Well,
I mean, so the original, I don't know if you got to see that one. Remember when you first sent me the few items? So what I did was I created, well, this is from my matrix. This is how I did the, this is what I asked Cody to do, is put the section, the issue that is our problem, the current text and the proposed text, because that tells you, if you don't know why, it needs to be changed, right?
Yeah.
So you that's what you have in the other document,
mm-hmm.
is you have the whole, this is why it's a problem.
Yeah.
So when I did this one, where I changed it to the format the other way that you liked at the time, I just put the issue there. So it's not necessarily bad enough to have those in there, because they do explain the whys.
Okay.
And I did not put those back in here, like, so, like, for the, I mean, hopefully it'll be obvious, like, for the 900 foot for the manufactured home dwelling, right? It doesn't match our 1,500 feet that we have in the other ones. So maybe that was intentional, maybe not, but it just seems kind of odd. So I had put that as the issue of there's an inconsistency, right?
Yeah.
And then why, like, the 4-1 household, family, or individual? I told you guys that. The dwelling definition already had, I mean, we already have the number of families specified, because we have dwelling one family, dwelling two family. Those are the terms we use in the district lists.
Yeah.
So it's just nice to maybe see the logic of what that person's thinking and why they want to change it.
Okay.
But I don't think we need to tell them it fills a numbering gap.
No.
And you have definitions at the front of 40. Are those still in there? I didn't make it all the way back there. But
those might have been, because I wrote 40 all as one at the time. So those may need to be moved to the definitions.
Yeah, they're still in there.
Okay. Oh.
So maybe 40. Just say meaning set forth in Article 3. Oh, you have, if it's in Article 3, this one shall govern. See, this is what I'm saying. Now you get two different versions. I think all our definitions should be in Article 3.
Okay.
Because if we put 2 in here, then, you know,
sooner
or later they're going to get out of sync. So you're just going to say set forth in Article 3, end of statement. Right?
Yes. So if there's a new definition, I don't think there's a new definition in here.
Junk motor
vehicle
you have
that
out there.
Yeah.
Collector's vehicle we already have.
Yep.
It's under vehicle collector, I think.
Nuisance, we had that.
Oh, do we have nuisance?
Thought so.
I don't think we have that one.
Well, that one needs to be in there.
So move that to Article 3?
Yeah, so I'll move these to Article 3.
Well, collector vehicle, I think we already have.
So let me ask you, do you want me to do Section 40.02 definitions, refer to Article 3 for definitions, or do you want me to renumber all of these and just get rid of that entire paragraph altogether?
I'd say at this point, just leave it.
Okay.
And just leave that first statement that says, for purposes of this article, the terms. So I have the meaning from article terms. We have vehicle collectors, which is not the same as this one. Traction engine. Oh, maybe it is.
Which definition is better?
I don't know. So far, it's the same. Give me a second. Such as a collector's item, leisure pursuit or investment, but not as the owner's principal means of transportation. So yours ends there. The one in the book continues on to say licensed collector's vehicle means blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So it looks like it's the same up till here. And then this part is not in your definition. And it does refer to a section. No, we're just kidding. Excuse me.
I know.
I heard the allergens are up. I'm like, oh great, I don't cough enough.
Yeah, I don't have allergies, but man, I'll tell you what, I can't shake this cough. I just can't shake it.
Yeah. I did NyQuil 3 days over the weekend because like my head was stuffed up and it wasn't allergies. I was sneezing, my nose was running.
Virus.
Do we have property?
I don't think we have that one either. I don't have it memorized, so.
LMNOP.
I don't remember that one.
Owner?
That we might. Oh, no, I don't think we have that.
Authorized officer?
No, we don't have that.
Okay. Final notice of violation.
No.
An outstanding violation.
No, we don't have that either.
Okay. All right. So I'll move all those to the definitions section.
Okay.
And then if we don't like any of those definitions, we can talk about those when it comes time to actually
do
that part.
And those, when I send you the thing, I just added mine to the end. They're not in alphabetical order if you want them in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Just for time's sake.
Since we're adding stuff to the definition, let me look and make sure there isn't anything that was in the other one that we don't want in this one. What is that? 3?
So one thing, just so you know, that I thought you said this, or maybe, I don't know, we were talking about not just the owner should be responsible. I think you brought that up. Not just the owner should be responsible, but what if it's a renter? Or a contractor. Like, how do we make them also?
That was in this other one I just
okay.
said. But I took it out.
Oh.
It was in this other thing that I had done. I think that was Article 2 that it was in. Where does it say?
Did you swear in Gary yesterday?
He wasn't there.
Okay. Dang. Oh, that nonconformities is in 2, not in 3. I said it wrong before.
Okay, 1.07 I had makes an owner liable for unlawful use, not operators, where an operator is distinct from the record owner. The operator should also be liable. Add or operator so that it reads unlawful for an owner or operator to use or to permit the use.
Yeah.
Addresses operator versus owner distinction.
So we don't have a definition for operator is what I was going to get to there.
Okay, so we would need a definition. So you guys want that in this one?
I think if we're going to refer to it in it, is it in this one?
1.07.
There was no ones in here.
Yes, it's not in here.
That's the one I wanted to add, 1.05. And well, then I guess leave that out for this round.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we can. Okay. We can add. I was just, when you said owner, that triggered that talk that we had about that.
Yeah, it didn't. I guess it does touch stuff, but it didn't specifically touch these things. That's why I left it out.
There's enough in here.
Okay. Okay. I'm fading on this. Are we ready for
Yeah, let's vote. So we're gonna. Okay. So, hearing no further discussion. So in the agenda it said rescind. So we're amending resolution 260551 as I read, and discussion over, we're going to attach an updated documents per our discussion in the meeting and send those to the county, and then they will go to the zoning for the rest of the hearings.
So we're going to do attachment A.
Attachment A and...
the other two?
Yes.
The staff analysis?
I did... initiates the process of amending the Bethel Township zoning resolution to reflect the recommendations as outlined in the modified attachment A to resolution 26-0553 dated May 29, 2026, and to provide the corresponding modified staff report and cross-reference matrix as part of the package submitted.
Yep, yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay, so we'll have the word modified in here. Two places. Right. Okay, call the vote. Ms. Kama?
Yes.
Julie Reese, yes. Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries 3-0. And I'm going to send you the one with the yellow. You take out all my comments and everything.
Yep.
And then...
I'll also make the updates based on the notes I have, and then I'll send the edited version to you, okay, and then cross-reference it with your notes and make sure everything's in there.
Okay, so we will not have a resolution 54 because we didn't rescind and create a new one. I left the motion for executive session in case we wanted to talk about the road guy, but we don't. We've received one application physical dropped off so far.
You need to go in because I need to say something.
For the fire department. Okay, so we need a motion to enter executive session for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee or official. Motion by?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, seconded by?
Cam. Me. Yeah.
Okay, so any discussion? Okay, motion to go into executive session vote. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese? Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Time into executive session will be 5:45. And I will pause the recording. Let me just make sure it did that. I swear to God, this phone is driving me nuts. It did not pause. Okay, back to regular session.
at 6:29 p.m. Taking no further action, we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion. Thank you. And a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese, yes. Motion carries 3-0. Time of adjournment is 6:29 p.m.